There are boundaries with age.
Well, of course there are.
Explain.
Well, of course there are boundaries because, of course adults get to do more things than teenagers. And people younger, they don't get to do as much. They don't have the same opportunities or will be able to work and drive and stuff. So there are boundaries, of course.
Power struggles, I guess, between teachers and students. I bet you have a lot to say about that.
Struggles of teachers and students?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if there's any struggles. I know that there's things that keep them apart or give them separation. And people younger, they don't get to do as much. They don't have the same opportunities or will be able to work and drive and stuff. So there are boundaries, of course.
Now, another thing that came up earlier was in school, the power boundaries between teach well, the power struggles, I guess, between teachers and students. I bet you have a lot to say about that.
Struggles of teachers and students?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if there's any struggles. I know that there's things that keep them apart or give them separation.
So you believe there's a defined line between where a teacher stands and where a student stands?
Yeah.
And that has to do with their ranking and power, I guess you would say?
Well, yeah. Teachers do have power over students. That's what they're able to teach us, of course.
Okay. Very nice. Another thing came up earlier was boundaries on gender. Gender boundaries? You know what gender is, right?
Of course.
Okay. Do you think there are power boundaries between genders?
Yes, I think there are power barriers between
Oh wait,
genders.
wait, before you answer, can you define power boundaries?
Power barriers is like, I can't really define it. I know power barriers when certain group of people, they're over there, or a person is like, they're separated. Like one will be in a top a social class, and the other will be in a lower social class, and they have power over the other because of
Okay.
where they stand in society.
Oh, so all right, society boundaries. All right, no, but back what we were saying about gender. What's the gender bound power boundaries?
Gender power boundaries are, well, people don't really like to talk about it, but I'm open to talk about gender boundaries. Basically, is there's female and male boundaries, and these all change according to race, but they're basically still stand in the same lines as male would be more dominant to female. They would get more money and jobs, and they basically would get more than what a female was because females are supposed to be inferior to males. They're not supposed to get the same things. They're just supposed to be here to please male or just do what they want. So this is why females are not allowed to be, they're not allowed to, well, they're allowed, they try to say they're allowed, but men don't want it for them to be in power over like Hillary Clinton when she was running for a presidential election. They wouldn't let her become a president. They'll rather have someone else, like Barack Obama,
So
become
you
president.
believe, all right, so really
That's a
quick.
poor example.
How's that poor example?
Hillary Clinton should not be president for the simple fact that I agree that women are too emotional when it comes to things. So that the judgment is not logical in some ways and Wait,
sometimes.
but it's still an example that females that they don't want females and males to be in.
Now, I'm not saying that if a male and a female was on the same level, they shouldn't get paid the same. I do. But in certain aspects, women, when they are in charge, they're too emotional. Women in charge are very emotional. Now,
Okay? And that I've seen for myself.
When?
When I worked for a particular company. When I was working for Blue Cross. All the women in charge always had drama going on. Okay? They catty. They just... If they don't like you, per se, just because of a female tendency to just dislike other women, they're going to treat you different. They're not going to judge you off of your work. They're going to judge you off of the way they feel. See? So logically speaking, men are more logical when it comes to them terms. Now, not to say that men won't favor other people, but majority, they're going to be more logical. Status, a female in charge does not know how to put her emotions aside when it comes to things.
Wait.
I having my own little company. Like, if I was to have a client that I dislike, I might even abuse it a little bit. Like, okay, well, I'm not going to do this, that, or other because I just don't like this person. I don't have to. That's more emotional speaking, okay? But then I do have a flip side where I say, you know what? This is money. But if they piss me off a little too much, guess what? They out. Their party will be crap, and they will be out on the curb, and I don't care. Because that's where the emotion will come in, because then you just don't care no more. I don't care. Because that's how I feel, and then can't nobody tell me anything. So I can tell from an exact standpoint, even being a small business owner myself doing it, that's what it's going to be, you know? But I try to be as logical as I could possibly be. But I do know my emotions can get wet.
Okay, I may hold that thought really quickly. It might even relate to this. So, what you were saying about small business owner and you being in charge, does this impact the way you be a parent?